Scott Seeley with the fire department in Atlanta was rescuing motorists.
With this one, the vehicle was traveling in through the water, and the vehicle started to float.
And there was a dramatic rescue at a hospital in Tennessee, northwest of Memphis. CBS's Lana Zack.
More than 50 staff and patients had to be rescued from the roof of a flooded hospital. Crews used boats to get everyone to safety.
Millions of people are still without power. Israel struck a building in Beirut today, going after Hezbollah leaders and dropping bombs so powerful that buildings nearby were flattened. At the UN, spokesman Stefan Dujarric.
We are watching the developments unfold in Beirut with great alarm.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is continuing to push for a diplomatic solution.
The path to diplomacy may seem difficult to see at this moment, but it is there. And in our judgment, it is necessary. And we will continue to work intensely with all parties to urge them to choose that course.
CBS's Chris Livesay says Israel was going after a major target.
If indeed Nasrallah was killed, how will Iran respond? And indeed, could this drag the United States, Israel's biggest ally, into a much bigger and much deadlier conflict?
The U.S.-led mission to defeat Islamic State in Iraq is coming to an end next September. It isn't clear how many U.S. troops will leave, if any. One official insists this is not a withdrawal, though countries which were part of that mission could leave. The Justice Department announced today three people are being charged with helping Iran interfere with the U.S. elections. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The operation targeted the email accounts of current and former American public officials, journalists, and most recently, individuals associated with U.S. political campaigns.
The indictment comes at a time of heightened tensions between Washington and Tehran. She was loved by millions and one of Britain's greatest actresses, Maggie Smith, won her first Oscar in 1968. But she's best known to many Americans for her roles in the Harry Potter films and Downton Abbey.
Well, you and I differ when it comes to the importance of things. Does it ever get cold on the moral high ground?
Smith was 89 years old. She remained in demand even in her later years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
For years, the U.S. military has sought to improve its recruiting. Now things could be turning around, at least for the Army. Christopher Cruz reports.
The Army has slightly exceeded its recruiting target for the first time in 2 years, surpassing its lowered goal of 55,000 recruits by the end of its fiscal year, September 30th. The Army's made major changes in its recruiting efforts, adding recruiters and using AI in five cities to help better target young people who are open to enlisting. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Opioid poisoning in children is increasing alongside adult misuse. Cases are up fourfold. Most children are under the age of 2. In one study, the youngest was just 19 days old. The FDA has approved the first new drug in decades to treat schizophrenia. The drug Cobenfy works without some of the serious side effects that come with some of the other drugs. I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, a little breezy at times, and lows only in the mid-60s. With a wind off the water for the weekend, highs in the low 70s, and a partly sunny sky. Mid-70s on Monday, then cooler for the rest of next week. It's 69 degrees right now.
WRJN. timeless hits, WRJN, the House of the Rising Sun, and the Animals this evening. Just after 6 o'clock, I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here. Getting ready for high school football tonight. Yeah, the Brewers play this weekend. They're going to play the Mets, and they've already kind of locked in the third seed in the NL playoffs, so we know where they're going to be playing on Tuesday. Who they're playing, we don't know, but because we've got a lot of football to cover, we're going to cover high school football tonight, Badgers tomorrow, and Packers on Sunday, because the Brewers have locked it in. We'll be there next week, though, Tuesday, as the wild card series gets underway. So if you're a Brewer fan, we apologize, but we're going to kind of do the football thing for the next 3 days and then back to baseball next week. Be ready for it. Here on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN CCR.
Groves, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
97 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. It's WRJN. Friday night, the weekend is finally here. We've got high school football coming up at 6:30. Dick Graceffa tonight. It's Park High School playing at Pritchard Park. We'll have the kickoff for you starting at 7 here on WRJN.
What they were aiming at. And no one's getting back. bugworms, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps. Don't you work as hard as you play. Make up, break up, everything is shake up. Yes, it had to be that way. Sebastian has all from his spoonful. Shelton again, getting very tuneful. McGuinn and Maguire just a catching fire in L.A. You know where that's at. Everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Disgusted, agents can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cash can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars. But keeping out the heat's hard. The eclipse vibrations in our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming.
It's the Mamas and Papas on Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's WRJN. Well, we wrapped up our text to win contest earlier today with the green and gold giveaway. We'll have the announcement of the grand prize winner early next week for you. But with that contest leaving, another one begins on Monday. The first time we heard some of these timeless hits, they were no doubt played from a vinyl record. Might have been a 45, might have been an album. Well, now Cindy Huber helps you relive those moments by giving away actual vinyl albums every weekday starting on Monday. Weekday mornings between 9 and 10, Cindy's going to give you a clue as to who that day's artist of record is. When you hear her play the artist later in the day, be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN. You'll win the album courtesy of Time and Again Music and More. And then at the end of the month, everybody who wins an album could win a record player. We're not talking a high-end turntable that goes on your hi-fi system. We're talking a record player. Looks like a suitcase. Plays 45s, plays albums, weighs about 3 pounds, but it sounds pretty good. It's a Bluetooth deal. It'll hook up to your big speakers. Find out more Monday morning at 9 o'clock with Cindy Huber here on WRJN. It's going to be fun.
Bowden Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Come visit Time It Again Music, 9602 Durand Avenue out in Sturtevant for your vinyl needs and maybe a little bit more.
I wanted it to kind of look like a store you walked into when you were 15 or 16. Because I remember going into stores going, ah, look at all these cool posters. 90% vinyl. We have a budget section that's $5 and under. And it's buy one, get one free. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall. Come out and visit Time It Again Music.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Chris Morrow getting out of here, making room for Dick Graceffa and high school football. Coming up at 6:30, the pregame show is Park High School from Pritchard Park. Kickoff at 7 on WRJN.
Working my way back.
Special sports presentation on WRJN. You're listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
The SC Johnson Sports Complex at Pritchard Park. It's high school football on DG Sports. Hello again, everyone. Dick Graceffa along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast and adding color analysis. Tonight it's a Southeast Conference game between the Oak Creek Knights, 3-2 overall, 2-1 in conference, versus the Park Panthers, 0-5 overall, 0-3 in conference. Oak Creek lost to Franklin 52-21 in their last contest. Park lost to Case 45-14. Last year's game between these two teams was won by Oak Creek 35-7. The Knights are led by Blake Fergus, who has completed 33 of 68 passes for 550 yards and 6 TDs. Their leading ground gator is Nathan Schaff, who has rushed 74 times for 489 yards and 5 TDs. Leading pass catcher is Doug Hamilton with 17 catches for 297 yards and 1 TD. The Panthers are led by Cameron Hunter, who has completed 23 of 40 passes for 283 yards and 2 TDs. Jamirian DeLeon is their leading rusher with 51 attempts for 142 yards and 1 score. Leading pass catcher is Juan Eastland, with 18 receptions for 225 yards and 1 score. My keys to the game, first for the Knights, as I see it. As we know, Oak Creek runs a balanced attack, mixing the run with the pass. Schaff should get several carries against the inexperienced Park defense, and Fergus should have plenty of time to take shots down the field. My keys to the game for the Panthers: keep the offense simple for Hunter, who will see blitzes all night. Try to establish the run with DeLeon, runs to keep the Knights off the field. And they must respect Fergus, who can also hurt you with his legs running. So with that, I'll bring in Dylan Dooley for a few comments.
Thanks, Dick. Tonight's game features two Southeast opponents. Park, we've seen a lot of bright spots out of them so far this year. They've played a lot of very good teams. They played Horlick in a 7-7 game all the way through the fourth quarter. So anything can happen tonight. This is a very strong Oak Creek team, despite their showing last week against crosstown rival in Franklin. But I'm looking forward to a great game tonight.
And we talked to Joe Parr. We were able to go on the field. He was accessible. Morris Manson was not, so we did not get any comments from him. But Coach Parr told us when you asked the question, or we've asked the question, about them being disrespected when predictions were put out that they weren't put at in the top position or a runner-up position. And he was very cool, calm about saying, no, not really. You got to prove it on the field. They got a chance to continue to do that tonight.
Yeah, that was something that you and I have talked about a lot so far on our broadcast was anytime we get an Oak Creek update, it's like, wow, they're really showing out. Maybe they feel some type of way about where they were placed. But Coach Parr has made it very clear that that's not anywhere on their agenda. And, you know, they do have to prove something to everybody. And he did talk about, you know, Racine Case has a very strong team with a lot of athletes across it. So it'll be interesting. You know, they get that big matchup next week, and we'll see what happens.
Yes, we will. And, again, Park, the wounded coming in would like to spoil their showing tonight here as they did a few years ago when the Oak Creek Knights were heavily favored and the Panthers won that game on a last series where they took the ball and took it all the way in for a score to win the game. So we'll see what plays out tonight. So with that, Dylan, we have a special announcement to get to that went on today in the Racine community.
We do, Dick. We focus a lot about high school sports, high school athletics, but there's a bigger reason behind the game. And one of that was today, a more somber moment. After nearly 80 years, Staff Sergeant Ralph H. Bodie was laid to rest with full military honors at Graceland Cemetery in Racine. The ceremony began at 10:03 a.m., marking the exact time that 80 years ago his plane was shot down during World War II. Born in Kenosha, Wisconsin, on July 24, 1924, the obituary for Bodie says he was known for his adventurous spirit and love for photography and travel. He graduated from Park High School in Racine in 1942. He soon enlisted in the Army Air Corps, where Bodie served as a tail gunner in the 700th Bombardment Squadron, 445th Bombardment Group, based in England. On September 27, 1944, during a bombing mission over Kassel, Germany, Bodie's B-24 Liberator was shot down. Despite initial efforts, his remains were not recovered until recently. The Department of Defense and the American Battle Monuments Commission exhumed remains in 2018 and in 2022, which were later identified as Bodie's through mitochondrial DNA analysis. Bodie, who earned the Purple Heart among other honors, will be buried next to his family members. His name will also be marked with a rosette on the walls of the missing at the Luxembourg American Cemetery. The community was invited to honor Bodie's heroism and sacrifices today at that ceremony.
So, yes, Dylan, I couldn't say it any better than you did that. That's what it's all about today. This football game is secondary to that. And, again, he was a graduate of Park High School. So that should be special to all the Park people here today.
Yeah, definitely. We'll see if there's any sort of tribute or anything pregame. But that's definitely a huge moment, not only for, you know, the city of Scene, but a Park alum. And just, it's always great to bring home those we lose overseas.
All right, before you get to a few of our sponsors, Dylan, let's go through week five of the WISSports.net coaches poll. starting in Division One. It's Kimberly still in that top spot, followed by Franklin, Verona, Arrowhead, and Maguanago. No changes this week in Division One. In Division Two, it's Rice Lake, followed by Slinger, Badger, Kakana, and Germantown. Again, in Division Two, no changes for this week. In Division Three, it's Notre Dame, followed by Catholic Memorial, Mount Horeb, Barneveld, Grafton, and Menominee. Checking in this week at number six, moving up from number 10 last week, is Burlington, who will be faced with a very tough match tonight against the Lake Geneva Badgers. And that game is being played at Lake Geneva. In Division Four, it's West Salem, followed by Columbus, Aquinas, Prescott, and Lake Mills. Checking in at number six this week, up one spot from number seven, is Racine St. Catharines, who, by the way, can qualify for the playoffs with a win tonight. They are undefeated in conference play. You need four wins in conference. They're 3-0. Division Five, it's Wrightstown, followed by Stratford, St. Mary Spring, Stanley Boyd, and Keel. No changes there in the top five. In Division Six, it's Regis, followed by Coleman, Abbotsford, Mondovi, and Cambridge. No changes there this week to the top five. And finally, in Division Seven, it's Potosi, Cassville, followed by Edgar, Pepin, Alma, Black Hawk, Warren, Illinois, and Iola, Scandinavia. No changes there in that division. So that's the seven divisions, your top teams in each of those respective divisions. See anything that stood out to you, Dylan?
Nothing too crazily. There's a lot of teams out there that have continued week after week after week to be 1 through 10 even in some divisions. It's nice to see Burlington still getting in that top 10. And, you know, that's why they play the game every week. A lot of coaches don't focus on that kind of stuff, but, you know, it's minuscule in the grand scheme of things.
All right, before we hear from some of our sponsors and patrons, let's hear the Wisports.minute sponsored by Travis Wilson again this week.
Thanks, Dick. Over 85,000 student-athletes participate in high school athletics in the state of Wisconsin every year. WSN, Wisconsin Sports Network, is an integrated publishing company with a focus on these student-athletes, their communities, families, friends, fans, and coaches. Their website, wisports.net, is a terrific resource for everything high school sports. As a proud WSN media partner, we are happy to bring you this message from Travis Wilson.
Talking new coaches' polls for volleyball and boys' soccer, plus a sneak preview for Week 6 football. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a wisports.net minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. A new week means new coaches' polls. There are no changes at the top of the WSCA boys soccer rankings. Marquette is the top-ranked team in Division 1. Cedarburg occupies the number one position in Division 2. The Sheboygan Christian Lutheran Co-op leads the way in the D3 voting, with Shoreland Lutheran holding down the number one spot in D4. There's a big change in the boys volleyball coaches' poll this week, as Sussex Hamilton leaps all the way from 6th to 1st, as former number one Germantown dips to 2nd. In the WVCA girls volleyball rankings, DSHA remains unbeaten and number one in D1. Luxembourg Casco is again the top team in D2, with undefeated Cuba City leading the way in Division 3. Living Word Lutheran is on top of D4, while a change in Division 5 sees Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran make a big jump from 4th to 1st. The Quick Trip in Wisconsin Dairy Football Game of the Week features yet another huge Classic 8 showdown as Arrowhead travels to Oconomowoc. Elsewhere, first place in the Southern Lakes is on the line as defending D2 champ Badger faces off against Burlington. The battle for Highway M finds Middleton making the trip to Verona. In a crosstown rivalry, De Pere heads over to West De Pere. Mondovi welcomes in Regis, and Rice Lake faces New Richmond in an unbeaten Big River showdown. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
All right, thanks to Travis Wilson for that Wisports.net Minute. Again, very informative every week as he brings us up to date on what's going on in all the fall sports, but specifically for us, football.
Yeah, it's a great resource we have here in the state, and, you know, they do a wonderful job over there at Wisports.
All right, Dylan, let's hear from a few of our sponsors and patrons.
Thanks, Dick. Tonight's game is brought to you by our terrific sponsors, Lingzon Lathrop, Sicko in Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Frank DeQuisto of First Weber Real Estate Services, Gordy Boucher, Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Freighter and the Medical College of Wisconsin, Cancer Network, Roma Lodge, Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford. Our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoner, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Mike Paczynski, Jason Troitler, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Johnson Park Golf Course, and Casey Robbins. You're listening to Dick Graceffa streaming coverage of this high school football contest live on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anytime, anywhere at dgsports.mixler.com.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Oak Creek won the toss, and they have deferred. So Park will get the ball first. Oak Creek is dressed in their away Penn State white uniforms with the blue numerals, and that is it. No, nothing on the sleeves. Park will be dressed in their home uniforms, and those are the blue uniforms with the orange trim, white numerals trimmed in orange, but both should be very legible tonight for us to see.
Yeah. You know, the sun's already pretty much gone. We have a beautiful purplish-pinkish sky over top of the stadium right now. And I think the only factor here tonight, Dick's going to be the wind. Watching some of these Park players kick into the wind, the ball goes about 3 yards, and it just rides straight up in the air and falls back to the ground. So we'll see what type of impact the wind has on the passing game and also the kicking game here today.
Yes, good point. That will be a key factor, and that's why Penn State, that's why Oak Creek will go with the two kickers tonight, as Coach Parr told us. He specifically has one for 30 yards and in, and then he has one for 30-plus yards. So
yeah. They have very different, unique kicking styles. So, you know, we'll see what type of impact it plays here tonight.
So if you were to guess, what's Park got to do, in your opinion, to come out with the win?
I think one of the biggest aspects tonight will be controlling the tempo. You know, give Oak Creek as minimal amount of opportunities as possible. They're a very good team, and you don't want to give good teams too many opportunities. Play your style on offense. On defense, try to slow down this dual threat. They go to the air. They can run. They're just, you know, a very strong team here, not only in the conference, but within this area of Wisconsin.
Well, if you ask me, the biggest concern will be what Coach Parr talked about, is the physicality of the Knights. They're very physical. We know that. We've had them several times in the past, and that's what they teach, is to stay very, very physical. And looking at the Park Panthers, they look a little bit undersized to the Knights.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things. Another thing that is also a bit concerning if you're a Panthers fan is just how many players they have. There's maybe 40 kids out here compared to close to 60 that Oak Creek does bring to tonight's game. So we'll see, you know, if depth becomes an issue, how quickly into the game it does become an issue, where Oak Creek has the flexibility where they're able to two platoon for 90% of their positions, and Park doesn't have that flexibility.
Yeah, it's interesting because Coach Parr also told us in the past, he says, our players go one way, they don't have to go two ways, both ways, but he said that a couple players do go both ways now this year, but he also told us that one of their best players in his opinion, and playing as of now, Kevin Wojciechowski, the 6'6", 285-pound defensive and offensive lineman, both ways, will not play tonight. And again, some of that could be, Dylan, could he have played if need be? Or are they saving him for that game next week?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a reality of this game. You know, Coach Parr had mentioned that he got dinged up pretty good last week against Franklin. Maybe it's to the point where, hey, we got this potential second-place game next week in case. Let's see, you know, how some of our younger guys can do. Coach Parr, to his credit, did say that Parkett has a strong team. They're not somebody to take lightly. They've played a tough schedule. So, you know, he's not trying to disrespect them or anything, but I definitely could see where if it is somewhat of an injury where it's kind of achy, kind of okay, hey, let's just rest a week and see where we come after next week.
Well, when you look at the two programs, the Knights definitely have the numbers compared to the Park Panthers tonight, but you don't play games on paper. You play them on the field, so we'll just have to wait and see.
No, I mean, even in college football this year, we've seen so many big upsets. Northern Illinois taking down Notre Dame. There's just been a lot of, you know, James Madison putting up 60 points against an FBS team. Yeah. Stuff like that just isn't happening, and it is this year. So it's just, you know, why they play the game, and what you and I love so much about sports is any night of the week, any team can win.
Sure can, and we're expecting hopefully an exciting game, and we'll see. I mean, Coach Parr, getting back to him again after what happened last week to Franklin, they were humbled, as he said. And we'll see if that transforms tonight into the way they come out as they enter back onto the field. And again, the numbers, what would you say? I think they list over 60 on their roster here.
Yeah, they're definitely close to 60, counting them pregame. And Park is roughly 40 players, so there's definitely a noticeable difference that way. One thing to go back to your point about the game last week for Oak Creek, you know, Franklin, they played their first complete game of the season. We had talked about them not playing a complete game all year, but they were able to do that against Oak Creek, and I think Coach Parr and these Knights are definitely going to come out this week swinging heavy, and they want to send a message that, hey, last week was kind of a fluke. We're no team to take lightly.
And again, if you're just joining us, Oak Creek won the toss, and they did defer. So they'll be kicking off, and their two kickers did not go into the locker room with the other Knights. They stayed out here practicing kicking, trying to see how that wind's going to affect them.
Yeah, I mean, their main kickoff guy and their longer-distance field goal kicker, he's standing with his feet on the 50-yard line, and it's going through the uprights, so that's literally a 60-yard field goal. The wind to his back is kind of helping him a little bit, you could say, but, you know, they're definitely showcasing their abilities here early.
All right, I'll step away for 3 minutes, and we'll hear from a few of our sponsors as Dylan will take you through that.
Thanks, Dick. Welcome to Lings on Lathrop, more than just a gas station. Your locally owned and operated Sitco has been on the corner of Lathrop and 20th Street in Racine for over 50 years. They're open every day from 5 a.m. to midnight. Fill up, then visit the convenience store to grab a snack, a meal, a hot cup of coffee, or some groceries. Lings on Lathrop, L-I-E-U-N-G-H. Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin is Milwaukee's premier podiatry clinic, with an elite staff of surgical podiatrists with the skills and experience necessary to diagnose and relieve any foot or ankle pain you're experiencing. Take a step towards pain-free feet and ankle by calling 414-281-1500 or visit the website at advancedfootanklewi.com to learn more or schedule an appointment at one of their four locations, Milwaukee, Greenfield, Burlington, and Brookfield. That's Advanced Foot and Ankle, your best choice for foot and ankle care in southeast Wisconsin. Our good friend and longtime sponsor, Frank DeQuisto of DeQuisto Motors, is now adding real estate to his resume. Frank has joined his daughter, Emily Core, of the Bollmeyer Core Group, an award-winning real estate team at First Weber Realty, Racine. Emily Core is a Best in Racine winning real estate agent with extensive experience as a top producer. Frank has a 30-year track record of exemplary customer service in the automotive industry, and now with the help of his daughter, Emily, and the BC Group, he promises to translate that trust and integrity to the real estate industry. Residential and commercial market analysis is always free. Call Frank DeQuisto at 262-945-1411 to discuss your real estate needs. Looking for a great atmosphere and mouthwatering food? The goodness at Doc's is simple. Good food, good service, and a good time. Selections range from outstanding appetizers to sandwiches and burgers, like Mom Made Them Entrees, fish fries, and awesome specials. Call Doc's to host your next group gathering or to cater your next event. Stop in to catch a bite after a high school sporting event or on the weekends for the big game. That's Doc's in the Fox, Doc's on the Fox, right on the Fox River, 232 North Milwaukee Street in Waterford.
Okay, we got about 5 minutes to go until kickoff here, and then we'll get this one underway. The Knights, they are in the south end zone right now, getting last-minute instructions from their head coach, Joe Parr. The Panthers, they had exited to their locker room and have not come back on the field.
Hey, one thing about our officials here tonight, Dick, the member that came up to the press box, his name's Aaron Schramm. I've officiated a few college games with him, so there's definitely him, and I know on his crew he has at least one or two more. So there is some good experience with, high-level officiating, so that should help us here tonight.
And they chop the clock in quickly?
I hope so. I've seen them work college, and that's how their crew likes to work. So hopefully the sentiment is the same on high school.
Well, hopefully we'll have a clean game tonight with not a lot of laundry, not like the pro game that went on last night.
That was something to watch. I definitely think their crew chief will be getting an earful from his director, assigner, whatever you want to call him. Definitely a lot of penalties last night. One of the things about having a lot of flags, we've talked about it before, every single game, every single play of the game, you could have a penalty. It's just, call the big stuff, make it be there. Don't call the minuscule stuff that you have to put in slow-mo to see. And we've seen a few of those last night. Where you have to put it back, reverse it, slow it down to one frame per second to see a penalty. They don't want those at a high school level, let alone the NFL level. So
how do you think the officiating's been so far this year in all the games that we've covered?
I think they've done well. I think it was 2 weeks ago. It was kind of, they might be enforcing this wrong. They might be enforcing that wrong, but nothing too crazy.
Well, here comes the Park Panthers back onto the field, carrying the American flags. That's nice. Hopefully that's in honor of the gentleman that we talked about today, Mr. Bodie. So the Panthers go to the middle of the field, and they will get charged up probably by a few of their captains. And we should have our national anthem.